you're on the internet like me, you begin to realize that a lot of people are making a shift into the world of design. And I think it's because, you know, design education and information and the access to it is at an all-time high, and it's probably the quote-unquote most accessible because of the internet, right? So if you're thinking of making this career shift into design, the question starts to become, how do you go about it, right? There's a ton of information. There's so many different ways to get an education in design, with boot camps especially and other non-traditional methods being at the forefront for a lot of people. So when you're trying to decide what to do, the question starts to become, what is right for you? If you're considering one of these boot camps or non-traditional routes, what should you be thinking about if you're considering these different options? And how can you make the most out of your education if you do decide to go down a boot camp route? I know it's been quite a while since I've put out an episode, but design education has definitely been on my mind a lot, especially as someone who currently does mentoring for one of these boot camps. I've come across a lot of conversations and interactions that have had me marinating in whether or not boot camps are the way to go, or kind of tempering the expectation of what people think or can expect out of the boot camp that they go to, or non-traditional. And when I say non-traditional, I basically mean they don't go to like a university or a graduate level program or undergraduate level program. My experience with these boot camps or non-traditional like online courses, etc., not only stems from my experience with my current mentoring, but also I went through it as well. That's how I got into design. I went through a non-traditional route, and you know, as I was going through it and as I've, you know, seen the industry grow, seeing what all these other options out there offer or saying they offer, I began to realize like there are a lot of expectations that are put at the forefront when people are looking at the different options they have, but there are some reality or things that I feel like aren't necessarily conveyed. I get it. These boot camps and online courses are also businesses, so they're trying to make a profit. So when they advertise or market out what they offer, they're trying to make it seem they can offer the best thing possible. But before you get trapped or, sucked into the whole niceties of what these courses have to offer, we have to really think about a lot of our situations, right? And everyone is in a very different situation and circumstance. Specifically financial situations, family situations, thinking about learning styles, the time and effort that you're able to contribute, and also just thinking about like the discipline and motivation you have behind all of this and whether or not you really truly want to go in this direction. First, we're going to break it down by learning style and the financial implications behind these different learning styles or course offerings that are out there. I think this is really important to consider because depending on how you like to learn will really impact, I believe, how you approach the course and your discipline and motivation and the energy that you can really contribute to going through this course. So the very first one I want to bring up, just because it is technically an option still, is traditional education. So going back to undergraduate school or going to a graduate program, learning human-computer interaction, interactive design, etc. That's still an option there. However, it's probably the most expensive option, especially if you do a master's program. That's probably going to take you 2 years, and that's about $25,000 a semester. You know, that's a lot of money, right? I think the main pro that I can think about is specifically for like a traditional education is when you have these connections to universities, you have a tendency to have more access to like internships, even at a graduate level, right? There is this kind of connection and networking opportunity there. I've seen it shift a little bit though, a lot more now, especially with this apprenticeship model or programs that are coming out with these larger companies like Microsoft, Google, and all these different places. So I'm not saying that if you do a traditional education, those are the only people who can get internships. I've just noticed that it's just a lot easier for people in traditional education or like higher education methods. The next one, I like to call this the class structure. So the class structure is when you join a cohort for a very specific amount of time. So probably like 3 to 6 months. I think the ones that's probably most popular is General Assembly. There's other ones called like Flatiron School. And there are these other ones that I've seen in my area because I'm in Atlanta. It's called the Georgia Tech Boot Camp, but it's under the umbrella of 2U Learning. So if you live in a different state or something, or closer to a different university, it might be like Santa Barbara University or the University of California, Berkeley Boot Camp or something like that. Basically, they're using the names of these universities to make it seem very appealing. But all the curriculum and all that stuff is built behind this other like company called 2U Learning, who's doing all the curriculum and the education and hiring all the instructors and stuff like that. This is probably closest to like a traditional education, just a shorter period of time and a lot less money, but it's still money, right? Like if you're going to go through this class structure example, not class structure, it costs about like $10,000 to $15,000, depending on which one you look at. That's about the range that you're probably going to be spending. I think one of the biggest pros for this is that it's very structured in that you have your classmates, you have like an instructor to kind of motivate you and keep you on track to push forward. That's one of the things that I think can be really helpful. And especially since once you finish your program or graduate, you're going to have your cohort and people that you know and can, you know, stay in touch with, network with, and have your back, you know, at when you're in the world looking for a job and such. So that's something that I've noticed can definitely be a benefit. The con to this probably is the time, in that especially if you go with the full-time program, it's a full-time program and you have to be there for like 3 to 6 months in like a classroom or like a group setting. And if you have like a second job or you need to be able to financially sustain yourself some other way, it's going to be a lot to manage. So that's just something to consider and think about, as you're thinking about what options are out there. The next one is what I like to call the mentor-mentee structure. So this is also a pretty popular structure. So the boot camps or online courses out there that are like this are Thinkful, Springboard, Career Foundry, Design Lab, and I believe Interaction Design Foundation also has it somewhat like that. So basically what this is you have these different like time tracks. So you could do this for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, etc. This definitely gives you more options in how much time you can contribute to your course, in that you're not confined to like a class structure. So this is a little more, this gives you a little bit more like autonomy and freedom with your time. And alongside with this is you get paired with a mentor. With the Career Foundry method, it's a mentor and a tutor. But basically, these are your like point people who are going to guide you and answer any questions, give you insight and feedback as you're going through the course. So they're not necessarily your instructor, because there's already a pre-made curriculum that you individually have to go through and like learn like on your own at your own time. However, you have people who are in the industry, working in this industry and have experience to be able to like connect with them and like talk with them and ask any questions regarding like the, you know, things that you're learning or any questions you have regarding like the industry. So that's the structure of a mentor-mentee. Those range from about $11,000 to $12,000. So it's kind of similar to the class structure option out there. So I think at this point, it really comes down to like what time you have to contribute and like what's your best learning style and like just again thinking about the situation in your life. So I've noticed that a lot of people who tend to have to work or need to focus focus on getting some kind of income, they will tend to go towards more of like a mentor mentee self learn. It's not really, I guess you could say it's just like a self-learning route with the support of a mentor. That's definitely an option there to think about. Again, there's the pro of the autonomy, but again, with the con, there's the autonomy in that I think it's easier to get off track. And, you know, life gets busy. And so there's going to be a lot of accountability for yourself to continue and focus on the education and the curriculum that you're going through. And if you feel as if that is not your way to go about it, then, you know, that's just definitely something to consider that, like, again, you have more freedom and room to do things, but with that means less structure and having to really be disciplined to keep yourself accountable. The last structure that I've seen out there is the self-paced or self-learning one, where there is no direct instructor, mentor, or tutor that the person can reach out to and talk to necessarily. So I think the closest course that I've seen that has exploded in popularity due to its accessibility is the Google UX certificate, which is offered through Coursera. It's like $40 a month and it takes about 6 months to complete, right? So it's you going through these videos and these courses and finishing these assignments and projects, but I don't think you have the same accessibility to like a mentor or tutor or some type of instructor directly. This method is purely based on how much motivation and I think more importantly, discipline do you have, because it's really all quote unquote up to you to decide how you want to go about your education. There is no specific curriculum that you have to follow. And I think that's why like the Coursera thing is interesting, because you do have like a curriculum to follow. So that does give you guidance, but there is no direct communication with like someone who has experience or knowledge of the industry. If you didn't want to even spend money for Coursera, there's definitely the purest form of self-learning of just YouTube, books, and whatever is out there on the internet and like really truly creating your own syllabus. Something to consider is you could hypothetically try and find a syllabus from a university class to see what they're learning and reading and follow that. I think that's like a free option, because I think those, depending on where you're looking, you can find syllabus like that. But yeah, this is you setting your own curriculum. And the biggest pro of this is it's free, right? Like, quote unquote, free. You don't gotta pay a course fee or anything. You just do it yourself. I think the con to all of this is like, genuinely, how much motivation and discipline do you have with this? And like, I think there's also the con of information overload and not necessarily knowing where to start. And that can seem really overwhelming. And that's something that I've seen a lot with even current students that I'm working with, where even though they're going through a curriculum, they still feel very overwhelmed that there's so much information out there and that like they're not getting all the information that they need. And, you know, I always tell them whenever I talk to my students to focus on the curriculum first, to just get that foundation and understanding there, and then start to expand out. I think, again, if you're going through like a self-learning course, it's totally possible. And I've totally heard stories of people doing it. So it's not impossible. It's just, again, it's really reliant on you to have that motivation, discipline, and figuring out the structure for yourself. All right, so we talked about the financial implications of the different type of learning styles and structures that are out there for you to consider. So let's say you do decide to fork out the money and go down the bootcamp route. The next thing that I want to focus on is to temper the expectations of what you can expect when you sign up for these boot camps. And I'm going to be very general about this because I'm not targeting any specific boot camp. This is just stuff that I see out in the world. And I just want to be open, honest, and transparent and give information that I'm hoping can help people and give perspective on certain things. So I'm just going to put that out there. So three of the biggest promises that boot camps will usually offer is if you sign up for their camp or their course or curriculum, they have a job guarantee, being industry ready, and third, a portfolio that you can use to send out to hiring managers and companies, etc., etc. Usually the portfolio piece is pretty accurate where you will have projects to share and show and put out there when you're submitting applications. I have a whole other thought about that and that process because it's a whole other thing and I'm not going to get into it right now. But the two things that I really want to focus on are the job guarantee and being industry ready. So I think it's especially the job guarantee seems super awesome because with that guarantee, there's a lot of promises of like, if you don't get a job within 6 months after you graduate your boot camp, you get all of your money back, right? And that seems like a great option because you as the consumer, you're not putting a super great risk into it in that you spend a ton of money and you go through this course and you don't even get a job and they're promising you this job. So that means you get all your money back. However, there are a lot of caveats behind that and things you need to definitely consider. First of all, job guarantee doesn't necessarily mean you're gonna get a job after the bootcamp. And I'll get into that a little later. The second thing is there's always fine print with it. So let's say you're going through the bootcamp or you're going through something that's a little bit more self-learning. And if you're going through it, and you don't complete it within a specific amount of time or you keep extending your time, things like that, that can technically speaking have your job guarantee revoked. There is some fine print stuff that like revoked it essentially. So that's something definitely to consider. Now, the whole being industry ready is a whole other thing. And I think personally, this is where boot camps and academia don't always cover very well. These boot camps will tell you, yeah, you'll be industry ready and you'll be able to get a job, again, get a job within a certain amount of time and everything and all this stuff. Is the answer really, honestly. So some of the things that to be aware of and think about is when you're going through these boot camps, personally, I don't think these boot camps cover collaboration with stakeholders very well. Like if you're working with clients and working with like development. Second, they don't really do a good job in explaining a lot of the business side and the product strategy that's involved when you're working on these kind of digital product experiences or UX experiences and whatever, whatnot. And then the third part is, in general, as you're going through these courses, it's just going to be very academic, meaning like the processes that you're learning and the methods and tools that you're learning makes it seem as if design is a very linear process. And then when you actually go through the application of the project, like in the real world, it's not always this straight line of you do this, 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 and this. Being industry ready, sort of. I hesitate when people say that kind of stuff. And the reason I'm saying this is because I just want, again, to temper those expectations of when you're going through these boot camps and you're going through these courses, there's a lot more that's involved to become industry ready. And personally, I don't think people should necessarily only rely on their boot camp to get them into the position to get a job in the real world. Big quotes. If you're making this decision to go through a career shift and go take one of these boot camps, these are just really, truly considerations that you need to think about before you just jump in and decide you want to do a boot camp. And what does that actually mean? And what does that actually mean when you go out there and start applying for jobs? One of the things that also kind of peeves me a little bit is when these courses and places will give statistics of like 98% of our students get jobs within the first 3 months. And again, there's always a lot of fine print around that. And what does a job mean, right? Like, is it freelance? Is it full-time, actual full-time roles? Is it just contract roles? They're, when they say that these people get jobs right out of their boot camps, remember that it's very situational and that it may not be what you think it is. So something to definitely think about. But remember, everyone's life is situational and you really need to consider what's best for your life, based especially when it comes to finances, what's best for your learning style and time and how it can affect the motivation and discipline that you're able to put into this course. And one of the things that I always want to, you know, again, let people know is that you're not always guaranteed that job right out of taking this boot camp, right? There's a lot more involved and things you'll need to consider as you're going through the boot camp. Here are some of the things that I think you should be focused on as you're shifting career and learning design. Don't rely on the boot camp to be the only thing that gets you to where you want to go, which is, in a lot of cases, from my understanding, is getting a full-time job at a company, right? So first of all, boot camps really like to talk about how great the salary is and the money is. Don't do it for the money. If you're going to just do it for the money, it's not really going to be a great motivating factor and you're going to get burnt out really quickly. Plus, when you're starting out in the industry, you're not always going to get those glamorous salaries that the boot camps and courses are advertising. So really think about why you want to do this. Second is, as you're going through these boot camps, learning these processes, remember that it's not linear and that design is very flexible. Yes, it's very important, and I think these boot camps can give you a foundation in learning the application, but you also have to remember that design is a very iterative practice, right? You have to really think about the context and the situation with the problem that you're trying to solve. At the end of the day, design is about problem solving, right? And I think learning about the design process and design thinking is really about teaching you how to use different methods and tools to solve problems. And so it's you as the person that needs to decide how you go about solving it and executing it. The third thing that I want to point out is try and get opportunities to collaborate with others in different settings. Don't rely on, again, just your boot camp curriculum to get you through and have your portfolio at the end be the only thing from your course. First of all, the biggest reason I say this is because this gives you opportunity to understand what it means to actually collaborate with other people, potentially gives you insight into what it can be like to work in real world experiences. And you have the opportunity to create projects that are outside of your course and bootcamp, which will really help you differentiate yourself as you are applying to different places. We could totally talk about like portfolio and creating portfolios as a topic for another day, but this is just a quick thing to consider. Like, what are other ways you can get out there outside of your course to make yourself a little different from everyone else that is also going through a course? Get acquainted with the design community. Follow people on Twitter, join Facebook groups, join Discord groups, Slack groups, LinkedIn groups, all these different groups, and just start to integrate yourself into that community and world. And then you really start to see how people talk about design, what information they have on design. And, you know, us being all on the internet, when you start to put yourself in these groups, you start to read stuff about it, right? And you start to learn and you start to just marinate in a lot of those conversations. And you start to realize you understand more than you think you do. So that's like the first thing to get into, start, and I think it will start to open up doors into how to go about networking and connecting with people and talking with people and just getting to have those conversations with other people who may also be going through career shifts as well. And y'all can bond and learn together as you are making these changes. And then lastly, I think the thing is to learn the tools of the trade, which I think courses do pretty good at teaching, of learning how to use Figma, Sketch, or Adobe XD. At the end of the day, though, like once you learn one tool, you'll pretty much know how to use most tools. I mean, there's of course going to be nuances here and there, but really what people are looking for post boot camps is not necessarily if you know how to use Figma, Sketch, or Adobe XD. I don't think that's going to be your defining factor of whether or not someone is going to hire you. And if that's the case, that's just really unfortunate. Really, what you should really be focusing on is, yes, your tools help you execute and implement your ideas, but people really want to know how you go about solving problems and what your process is and like how you approach situations and do you understand contextually what to use, when to use it, and how to use it when you're faced with specific problems. Those are the things that I think you should really focus on as you're shifting your career and like learning design. Boot camps are a great way to have a foundation or get a more structured introduction into the world of design. But again, don't rely on it to be the only thing to get you into the industry. All right, so those are some of the things that you should consider if you think you're going to be signing up for a boot camp. And those are some of the things you should consider if you're already in a boot camp and going through the process of learning design and making that career shift. I'm also super happy to talk to anyone if they have questions regarding any of the stuff that I talked about. If you have disagreements, of course, be respectful with the things that you have to say, but I'm happy to chat. You can find me on Twitter at xmusings or Instagram at external musings. I'm happy to take any comments, questions, and things like that because I think this is an important topic. And, you know, taking a boot camp or going through a boot camp is definitely a big decision. There's a lot of financial things you need to consider and time. And so I'm hoping this information can help you make that decision regardless of what direction you go in.